This morning, I need your help with my message. I'm going to share some kind of pretend stories, and actually, when I point to the entire congregation, you have to say, "Are you sure?" So let's practice that all together. One, two, three. Are you sure? Okay, you got it. That's good. So let's start out and pretend that I'm getting ready for school in the morning, and I have my backpack, and I'm ready to head out the door, and I checked last night, and I think I have everything. And so now you ask me.
Are you sure?
Ooh, well, let me check. So let me look in my backpack. So, okay. Oh, here's my lunchbox. Okay, I've got that. My note to my teacher. Got my jacket. Uh-oh. I forgot my homework. I don't have everything. I left it on the kitchen table. So I guess I wasn't quite sure, was I? That's my first story. Here's my second story. I've got my books and I have my phone with me. And I'm waiting to get picked up from the library where I was doing some studying. And I'm waiting for my ride. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I think to myself, you know, I told my husband to pick me up. Where is he? And I look at my phone to see if there are any messages. No, nothing. And so now you say,
"Are
you sure?" So I call him. Uh-oh. I forgot that I said I would take the bus home because he had to stay late at work. So I guess I wasn't sure. Okay. And then I have one more story. I decided that I'm going to bake a special dessert, for my family. And I'm not a very good cook, so I have to really pay attention to what I'm doing. So I look at my recipe, and I check the ingredients, and I start putting some ingredients in, and I put some more ingredients in, and then, uh-oh, the phone rings. So I put my stuff down, and I go answer the phone, and I take my call, and I come back, and, I'm thinking, I know I put the sugar in. I think I put the sugar in, and you say,
"Are you sure?"
So I take a little taste. Ew, no sugar. I wasn't sure. So these little stories show us that sometimes we're not certain about things. We forget things, or we get distracted, or we just have doubts. But you know what? There are some things in our life that we can be sure of. Number one, Jesus loves me. And now you say, "Yes, I am sure. The Bible is God's word, and it tells me again and again that he loves me." It says, this is how we know what love is, that Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Or, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Number two, I'm sure Jesus forgives my sins. And you say, "Yes, I am. The Bible tells me if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins. And therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you." And number three, Jesus is with me. I say, "Yes, the Bible says, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So let's pray. I'll pray and then you pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for your words in the Bible. We can be 100% sure that you love us, forgive our sins, and are with us always. Amen.